Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com.
Caring for God's creation while understanding some of the drawbacks of the environmental activist movement. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. I'm Ryan Thomas. So is there an approach that takes the scriptures seriously in promoting a policy of good stewardship? Professor and author Cal Beisner, who penned Where Garden Meets Wilderness, Evangelical Entry into the Environmental Debate, shared some interesting insight into the view that the environmental movement has on using land and brings in the parable of the talents.
An awful lot of the environmental movement really thinks that the earth is best untouched by human hands, that there is something sacred, something sacrosanct about wild nature. Now, first of all, there is no part of the earth, and there hasn't been for hundreds and hundreds of years, that has not been touched by and transformed by human hands. So the notion that we're going to have wild nature, pristine nature, is long, long past being anachronistic. But second, the Bible specifically says that we are supposed to subdue and have dominion over the earth, that we're not supposed to just leave it in the condition in which we find it. It's much like the parable of the talents. The master is going to be going away. He gives to each of his servants a talent, and he says, you know, use this until I return. He comes back later, and one of the servants has multiplied the one talent into 10 talents, and the master congratulates him and gives him even more authority. Another servant has multiplied it into 2 talents. He congratulates him, gives him more authority. Another servant has said, well, I knew you to be a hard master who reaps where he doesn't sow, so I just simply buried your talent in the ground. Here you go. It's back to you as you gave it to me. And the master condemns him, calls him, you wicked and lazy servant. And then he points out, of course, that he wasn't a hard master who reaps where he doesn't sow, because after all, I gave you the talent. But if you really thought I was that way, why didn't you at least put the money in the bank where it would have returned interest? And then he takes that talent away from that servant, gives it to the one who multiplied to 10, and casts that servant away into outer darkness. Now, when we see the earth around us, we should see it as that talent entrusted to us by God. And our task is not just to preserve it as we find it, but to make it more fruitful, more beautiful, and more safe for other human beings and ourselves than it was when we first found it.